You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs Podcast.
We are, everyone. It's episode 49 of the Mundy Maniacs podcast, and we are here. It's me, Kevin, come to you from Shenzhen, China. I'm in the dark right now, literally, because the lights in the room have burnt out. I'm here. Sarah's here, and so is Peach.
Hey,
yo.
It's the usual suspects, and we're here to talk about Mundy, all things Mundy. We were just talking about Mundy for a while, but now we're recording, so we'll talk to you folks. How are things going with you two guys?
Sarah?
Oh, hey. Yeah, so Clan started a couple days ago, and with this new ZOP requirement for Clans this month, it's gotten me off my butt, and I'm actually out there deploying physicals instead of relying heavily on the virtual game. So on my way home from school the other day, I took the long way around and stopped at a park I've never been at. PJ had deployed a couple virtuals there I'd never been able to cap. It was just far enough off the road or the train line, so I drove in there and actually found something really awesome, which, right, that's the whole point of Mundine, right? So yeah. It's right on the coast, and found a really nice little lighthouse I'd never seen in my life, and even though I've lived here for 25 years. So, hey, it was a really, it was a nice day too. And so, yeah, I've been busy doing a lot of physical deployments and
Sarah, could you explain that for an idiot like me who doesn't bother to pay attention to what people talk about vis-a-vis Clan Wars? What is all this thing we got to do now?
Yeah, because I've been asking questions with this, Sarah, too. And that's because I'm not in Clan this month, and we'll talk about that later on. But when you guys talk about ZOP's weapons and stuff, and I'm seeing them like, what the heck is that all about? What are these requirements?
Well, the requirements are basically the things that you can get from the ZOP. What do you call it? The ZOP requirements, or the daily ZOPs.
The daily ZOPs, okay.
The daily ZOPs, and then you can get those briefcases, and sometimes you'll get the goggles, right? And then if you do the secret ZOPs, there's a different level of, some more of those different kinds of. It's called the Master of Disguise one or something.
Do we need to do that? I mean, I know we need even the secret ZOP. No, the daily ZOP, is that enough?
Yeah, so if you deploy your briefcases and you deploy your goggles and stuff, and then you cap some, right? I sent you some. Mm-hmm. I sent you some today and put them in your neighborhood. Go cap those. Level 5, right? Think is something really, really crazy. It's like 4,000 points from it, or from just the secret ZOPs. But yeah, you're gonna need to cap and deploy all of those crazy briefcases and goggles that you have
Briefcases.
I do too. Well, actually, PJ, probably what we need to do is we need to go back up and cap the 100 that we deployed.
In our failed attempt? Yeah, that's not bad. There's tons on that now.
Yep, there are tons on that 200 deployment loop that we did. But I'm past 1,000. So I think if we go for level 5 this month, we need 4,000, I was noticing today.
Oh, I don't think we'll get to level 5. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's not very clear to me. It's just too much for me. I don't know. I'm getting to the point where I'm going to give Clan Wars another little bit, and then I think I'm going to retire. from Clan Wars, not from Munzee, but I don't find the joy in it. So many people seem to. And I mean, it certainly drives a decent percentage of players. And, you know, they talk about it all in the water cooler and other areas now. But I just don't get it. To me, it's not the game. The game is the pure joy of going out. I don't want to be strategic. I got to get this boobly boob and not the bobbly bob from last month. That makes no sense. And that's not part of the... You know me, I'm just a curmudgeon, but I don't, and I know they're trying to mix it up every month and do it a little bit different, and I appreciate the effort, but on me, it's wasted. I would rather have something consistent and regular and not, because I don't want to have to figure out the grand unified theory of everything every month.
Exactly. So then, is it safe?
You know, like in my old day, coffee was 10 cents. You know?
and you could drink it both ways uphill, what? Downhill. But can I assume then, BJ, that something like Secret Z-Ops doesn't appeal to you in any way? Like those
not missions? At all. I do the daily Z-Ops when it suits
me. Yeah.
Or when I remember to check. But I don't do the Secret Z-Ops at all.
Okay. Yeah, I've never done one either. Kai's done a couple. Kai's done a couple.
Kai was in for a bit, right?
I did two. But he'd always forget too. Like even all the times we go playing, he'd totally forget about it all the time. He'd be like, oh yeah, I'd have to remind him and he'd be like, oh, and there was a few days where I just like threw him on the back of my e-bike and I just kind of zoomed around town just specifically so he could just play from the back of the bike. Which is what he loves. He loves that luxury. He's like, Dad, I love being on the e-bike, Dad. He's like, when I was younger, I didn't have the confidence. I'd hold on to you when I was on the back of that bike. Now I know how to sit there really well, and I can just play on my phone.
Oh dear God! Yeah. I don't know. That sounds very good.
Well, now it's at the point though. He's so big that when he gets on the bike barely moves with the two of us. So Sarah, you've been into Clan Wars. I mean, you're both playing, obviously, and it's interesting. Let's see what else has been going on. I'm not in the.
Why don't you? This is a good point, Kevin. Why don't you tell us why you can't be in Clan Wars this month?
Well, I mean, it's something we talked about in the last episode to an extent. I mean, I'm still here in mainland China until the end of May. We leave the first week of June, or at the end of the first week of June. But I can't play the game really. So again, I talked about these virtual private networks that we need in mainland China to access the world's internet. I need that one of those apps in order to play the game of Munzee. I have two on my phone. One of them basically works for almost everything, but it won't work for Munzee. So my map is essentially, I don't have a map. I just have a green screen. So what happens there is I can't play any virtuals. I can't see virtuals. I can't cap virtuals. The app that was my go-to for a long time, ExpressVPN, has been blocked and it hasn't worked since December. So I just literally can't play. I can go up to like a physical, like today I was with Kai and Rena, my kids. And I'm like, oh, hold on. I want to stop by this treehouse. And I open up the app and then it's just a green map. I scan the physical and there happen to be five bouncers in it. And it tells me you've got five bouncers and it shows me the bouncers, but I have no idea what could be in there. It's literally like, surprise. Oh, that's
interesting. Yeah. But it is locating you within, because if you weren't, it's locating you.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's interesting.
Just no map appearing. And then this afternoon I went out to a store and I just tried ExpressVPN and it worked for like 5 minutes and I capped a POI and I was like, yay, that's so cool. And then it shut off and then it would go back on again. I was like, oh, great. So basically at the end of the day, I do enjoy playing Clan Wars. It does motivate me, you know, being in a place where there is no one else to play with really. But because I can't play the game properly, it just gives me a lot of anxiety. And I know in the past you guys would always say, Kevin, don't worry about if you can't hit this level or that level. Well, at this point, it's just a matter of I feel the anxiety because I want to play, but I can't play the game. So if I'm out of the clan, I don't feel obligated to do anything. I still cap every day. I missed a day a few days ago, but I can go out and still cap those, like I said, those tree houses. I can scoop by one, I can scan it. I get whatever's inside. I don't know what's going to be inside. And I'm basically kind of playing at that level. I'm doing some deploying. I'm going to do some deploying later. But that's really all I can do. So I'm out of Clan Wars until either I leave China or ExpressVPN starts working again. I have a feeling I probably, once June rolls around, myself and Kai, my son, Batman Kai, we're both going to join because we're excited to get to Japan and play. And we'll be on holiday. In the past, when the kids were in Japan, they went to school. They went to like a Japanese shogakko for a little while, but that won't happen this time. So we'll all just be on holiday. And to be honest, I want to be on a bit of a tight budget because it costs so much money just to be there. So I think there'll be just like a lot of walking around, and I'm looking forward to playing that pure form of the game that PJ's talking about. I can't wait to I'll have the time to literally just hit places maybe where that haven't been hit before and deploy a bunch of stuff, make some little destinations where I can deploy a bunch of physicals and make them special and shiny and add virtuals. And yeah, just a lot of time walking around, not spending money is kind of my goal. but that's going to be a great way to do it. And I mean, and there's so much there now to cap. I mean, we left Japan 2 years ago, and since then the map has gotten so full. It's lovely. It's gonna be lovely for me and Kai. I mean, so that's what's going on with me. So not a lot on the actual current playing. I am spending some time populating the area of Penang Island, Georgetown, where I'm gonna be living, kind of the northern part of Georgetown. If anyone is curious about checking out where I'll be, there's an area called Batu Ferengi that's near my school, but I'm kind of like the northern area. But maybe I'll just sometime leave what do they call it, a permalink or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But yeah, so I've been doing a little bit of that, but not much. So PJ, how about you? What's been up with you?
Well, I just got back from a Munzee walk today. It was one of those beautiful days of spring, or it's a little early technically, I guess, for spring. But it was a nice day. The sun was out. It only got chilly right near the end. I went with my friend Mario, whom you two know, who's a very casual player. It's interesting being with a casual player. Because you're walking along, and I'm on my phone, you know, constantly tabbing and tack. Blah blah blah. Well, I don't know what words I'm saying, but I'm constantly on, you know, deploying or capping something, and he'll just, I'll go, Mario, you might, there's a virtual here or there's a physical right over there. He goes, oh, okay. And he wait a minute, and turns on his phone, and it takes 2 minutes to boot up. And you know, so the casual players, bless them, but it's like playing with my brother when I visit America. Yeah, it's just, they've got to be like your son Kai, although he has an excuse, he's a kid. They've got to be reminded constantly. I mean, this is why we're here, turn it on. Yeah. And I guess some people just aren't the geolocation game freak that we are.
Mm.
So it's funny because I'd be attaching one to the bottom of a bench in a park, and you know, scanning it in and entering the bit. I put all the fluffy stuff that makes it nice, like a title and hints, at home on the computer later. So I'm just putting it out there and then taking a picture so I can remember it, and uploading the picture and. And he'll go, okay, so, and he starts walking. I'm going, Mario, you cap it. He goes, oh. And he reaches in his pocket like it's a big husk. And I'm just going, come on. I mean, this is like my brother playing with him. It was just, they didn't quite get it. I don't know. But
like you said, I think like you summed it up, not everyone's into the geolocation games, and we're all there at different levels. I mean, to be honest, for me, to get my fix, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I had time off for the Chinese New Year holiday, and I couldn't play Munzee really, so I started playing some geocaching again, because luckily that works. Not the Groundspeak geocaching app, but if you do have a premium account, which I still have, and you have the app Cachely, and you play through Cashly. But I think Cashly is a brilliant app for geocaching, but it works. It works really well. And it's spot on. It, like the whole being in China doesn't mess it up for some reason.
Well, that's really interesting that the main app doesn't work.
Yes.
But third party app does. Yep.
Wow. So the main app, there's something called the China offset, map offset, where even with a VPN, everything's about 400 meters off, which is just like impossible then if you're doing geocaching or something, right? Because you're like, you're literally several streets over. And you're like, but Cashly, yeah, you're right. The third party app works perfectly, which is, again, is very interesting. But yeah, so I know one thing we've been talking about a few things. One thing I was curious to just ask you guys about, as we know, the borders of Japan open up to tourists in the beginning of October, and I'm seeing more and more. Anecdotally, I'm just from people I follow on Twitter and stuff, more and more tourists are showing up in Japan. You guys have been noticing some more people playing, haven't you?
Yes.
Tell us.
I'd say each month there's two or three people passing through. They tend to be the regulars, people that before COVID would visit two or three times a year. I'm assuming for business. I can't imagine they come here exclusively to play. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of people that have family. I've reached out and said hello and welcome, and they're friendly, but we haven't interacted beyond, you know, that kind of level. Okay. So I don't know much, but yeah, I'd say two or three a month I get tagged by somebody who is not a local. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, same. That's why every so often I'll send you guys a screenshot and say, who's this? I haven't seen this name before, so. Yeah, kind of the same. Yeah.
Hopefully
more and more people will be coming in, you know, so because it is PG and I just got back and it's super easy to get back in. So, yeah, if anybody's thinking about it, definitely Japan is open now. So,
well, that's come on. Speaking of that, that's like I got to go to Hong Kong a couple of weeks ago, right? So I kept my first Munzee outside of Japan or China. The border between mainland China and Hong Kong opened up, and I got to pop over. But then because I had didn't really think of it, I had a mainland China SIM card on my phone. still nothing worked. So the only Munzee I was able to cap was at the top of Victoria Peak, which is like this kind of iconic location in Hong Kong. When I got to the top of Victoria Peak, luckily I was able to jump onto some Wi-Fi. So there was only free Wi-Fi at the top of the mountain at like a visitor center. And then my ExpressVPN worked. And then I was able to cap, two virtuals and deploy two virtuals. And then I made Kai, like you said, I was like, Kai, oh, here. And I opened up his, made him turn on Munzee, and he hadn't even been logged in. Like, log in. What's my password, Dad? What's my password, Dad? And then he logged in, and then he was able to cap the two I had deployed and two others up there. So, that was our Munzee experience. But it was just, again, it was cool to actually cap and deploy something in another location.
Definitely.
Were you able to deploy a physical?
No, I didn't have the time.
That's a shame, because that's where you get credit for how many countries you've been in is deploying physicals.
Well, we will be going back in a couple of weekends. We're going to go back.
Even if it's just right outside the hotel with Wi-Fi, because on the extended stats, that's how they count your countries. The number of physicals you deploy, because they figure people could otherwise either fly over or you're not 100% sure. True. How it works.
Obviously, I can deploy. I can deploy a virtual anywhere in the world I want from my computer, right? So,
yeah. Deploy one physical, and then you'll grow your country count.
Cool. I will. And right now, by the
what
way,
what is it? Foxtrot or whoever that guy is have been to 150 countries out of how many of our 190 something? So crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, I've only been to three. Well, I've been to more than three, but I've only capped in three, or I've only deployed in three. So
yeah. I can hear fireworks right now. By the way, it's officially the last day of the Chinese New Year holiday for a lot of people public school kids and other people in China. So there's some fireworks happening. And Batman Kai's in the room. Hey, Batman Kai.
Hi.
My God, you're in the dark room.
In the dark room.
It's huge. It's dark, but I can tell he's big now. He's bigger than you, Kevin.
Big. Well, he's not there yet, but he's getting there. And Batman Kai is now a boxer too, right, Kai?
Yep.
He's training and boxing several times a week. So
that's awesome.
He'll kick my butt soon too. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
So yeah, so like we're coming. We're going to be back in Japan this summer, and we've been chatting back and forth about doing the event thing, right, guys?
Yeah.
So I knew you guys, you were just gonna say that, and I'm looking for the date. What day did we decide on? We decided on July the 8th, right?
Could be. Yes, I believe so.
I don't know.
No, sorry. July the 9th. July the 9th, the Sunday.
Yes.
So we want, yeah, we're going to have it there in Osaka Castle Park, which is right in the middle of the city. So if anybody ever comes to Osaka, there's a nice catch already. And hopefully all of our listeners will join us by sending some cards, and so we can enjoy the event with Kevin. This will be Kevin's first event.
Yes. Yeah. So,
he organized a couple of unofficial events back in the day. But official event, that'll be cool.
It's on the calendar. Yeah. It's going to be really exciting for us. And I mean, if anyone out there listening is going to be in Japan for whatever reason in the summertime, I think a lot of people do come to Japan in the summertime.
They do.
Osaka Castle Park is a massive major tourist destination. That's one of the go-to places in the Kansai area when people visit that region of Japan. So there's already a ton of Munzees on the map there to be had, right? So it's definitely a Munzee destination. Mm. And then we'll really push this leading up to the event. And of course, the week before or so, we'll share it all out on our social media and the water cooler and everywhere else, and on our podcast Facebook group. And hopefully, it'll be a nice little day in the park.
Well, I started working today on a new garden for Osaka Park, for Osaka Castle Park. So I'll have that up, and hopefully it'll be filled by the time the event happens. So, and
is
Osaka,
there gonna be room in the park for a garden?
Yes, there is.
Oh wow!
There is one corner that hasn't hardly been touched.
Okay.
And so I was been looking and looking and looking, trying to figure out where I was gonna put it, and luckily most of the virtuals are down in that one corner.
Yeah. By morning, and,
there is, yep. So basically, up there by the concert hall and the baseball stadium, there's not much up there.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So we'll just put it up there and we can cap it and then walk down the other side to.
Cool.
In that area, we could put maybe three POIs. So we can put one for the baseball stadium. We can put one for the garden, and we can put one for the train station right there, all in that area. So we can populate that area a little bit more. So
cool.
Yeah.
And once we get there, maybe we can start doing our brainstorming about how to get more people in the game and spread the word. That's cool. I'm sure John is going to be there. We were talking about a friend of mine, someone we all know from Kentucky, John. If he's going to be there in May, he'll be able to maybe, if he's into it, he can go and do some playing and do some Munzee with you guys. I know he's a big geocacher, so that would be cool. Mm. And maybe, yeah, get the word out. And hopefully, go ahead.
I just said, and speaking of John, and he might be listening, sometime last year, I don't remember exactly when, he's always texting me with things just that might be relevant to Munsey or geocaching, things like that. Mm-hmm. And he recommended a tomb. For those who may not know Japanese history very well, there was a period, the what time was it? Kofun Jidai?
No idea. I don't know my history of Japan.
From classical times to medieval times. But anyway, this was, we're talking about 200 BC to 200 AD in that range.
Okay.
The rulers of the day were buried in mounds, much like done in North America. In fact, the earliest big tomb builders, big mounds like a big hill. Sometimes keyhole shaped, sometimes circular. Anyway, anywho, they're all over the Kansai area of Japan. And Kevin and I, well, along with Batman Kai, went to Sakai. Yeah. Last time you guys were here, because Sakai is known for their mounds.
Yep.
And anyway, he mentioned there was a really tiny one out where his wife's family's hometown is in Itami. Mm-hmm. And that I should check it out because it was relatively untouched for Munsey.
Okay.
And so I went out there on his recommendation. That's where I went today with Mario. And it's called Gogazuka Kofun, Gogazuka Tomb, or Tumulus, as Google Maps likes to call them.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're just Tumulus. Tumulus. Anywho, it's a tiny little one, but it's right in a beautiful little neighborhood, and there is unusually a little shrine, a jinja, on top of the mound. There's usually one attached to most mounds, but this was literally on the top of it. And so I've never seen that before, and it was quite nice. It was a good day to get out and go for a walk, and it's not, like, say, maybe 100 meters long by 30 meters wide, maybe 30 meters tall, so it's not particularly impressive as a structure. It looks, if you didn't know it was a mound, you'd just think it was a hill.
Okay.
In a slightly key-shaped form. Keyhole shaped, I guess, is the word. But it's just to get. I love it when, you know, this game. And thank you to John if you're listening for recommending it. And when you visit in the summer, I hopefully I left a bunch of physicals and virtuals for you. But that's one of the things that I love about this game. That someone will say, "Hey, have you ever been to this place or to that place?"
Yeah.
And you know, because same with geocaching, it kind of brings out that connection to the map. I mean, I've lived here for 30 years and I've never been there. Mm-hmm. And I just, that's to me what's great about this game is that we can go out to a place and it gives us a sense of purpose and maybe a motive to go somewhere, but we might not otherwise go. Mm. And it was really nice. It was a good walk and Mario had a good time and I certainly did. And I left a bunch of prizes for him. Well, not prizes, but you know what I mean. Munsies for him. I'm having trouble with my words today. Anyway, so if you're listening, John, thank you. It's the Gorgonzola tomb, but it's
Gorgonzola.
Gogazuka Kofun. Yeah.
That's it's next to the Gorgonzola Kofun.
Gorgonzola.
It's really stinky in the summer, but it's what we do.
But it tastes delicious.
Tastes delicious. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to putting some stickers on some things again. I haven't done that in a long time here. So, I'll have to definitely be stocking up.
Can I just correct myself for a second?
Sure.
While you were chatting there, Kevin, not that I don't listen to every scintillating word,
sure you're
but I was just there. Checking now. The Kofun Jidai was from 300 AD to 550 AD. So, I was a little bit off on my dates, but yeah, the Kofun period, and it's called Kofun because that's the Japanese word for burial mound.
Okay.
Cool. Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, some nitpicker out there might hear and say, PJ, you're supposed to know history, darn it.
Nice. Cool, guys. Well, you know what? I think we're kind of winding down here. It's late Sunday evening where you guys are. PJ, do you have to work tomorrow? Or are you on holiday?
No, I do not. I'm grading, but I'm grading from home. So okay. I'll get up late in the morning and sit at my desk and procrastinate.
Nice. But I know that, Sarah, you'll be off to work in the morning, as will I. Yeah, so cool. Guys, good to talk to you. Everyone out there, thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
And as always, look at the show notes for this podcast and you'll see where you can find us on the interwebs and all that stuff. Go check out all the usual haunts. Go check out the Munzee Maniacs Facebook group. Go check that out, of course, and join. And of course, share the podcast with Munzee players you know. Share. Grow, all that stuff. And we're almost at episode 50. One more to go.
Woo!
Yeah, cool. All right.
Woo-hoo!
Well, so PJ and Sarah, thanks so much for taking the time to stop by, and I'll be talking to you guys soon. Ooh, in the dark room I'm in. My God, it's dark in here. Get some light. If you're not listening, you can't see us, folks, but my light's burned out in my room.